I'm in a Hyundai Elantra right now that is driving itself. Really makes me think in about 10 years when we're in cars, it's really going to be just us facilitating and just saying, hey, take me to this destination. It really got me thinking about what's happening in the production world right now, where AI is coming out and everything's getting faster. Look at the way the cars are right now, right? With steering assist, it hasn't replaced drivers, it's just made us better drivers. I think the same is true with mixing. As these new tools come out, I'm at an advantage because this car is driving better than I normally drive. As this new tech comes out with audio and mixing, if we choose to adopt it and use it in our workflow and figure out how it makes us better, it sets us apart. It's not that it's replacing us, it's just enhancing us. So maybe there's a world where one day we get behind a console and we say, this is what I want the mix to sound like. Here are the inputs. Help me get there. I can't get behind the wheel without having some sort of knowledge of how to drive. And I can't get behind the wheel and know that the inputs that this car is making are good choices without being a great driver initially. Same exact thing is true with mixing and the new tools that are coming out. If I don't have a great ear to begin with, how do I know that the decisions that are being made for me are great decisions? If I would have taken the new tech that's being adopted now, thrown it on a bunch of mixing 10 years ago, I probably wouldn't have come up with the same result, that I have a more in-tune ear and I know what is supposed to sound good.